We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachem Shem Cham Yalchav Bibinichus Leo. We are in time at Perek Dalad, Mishnah Gimel. A rather lengthy Mishnah, very technical about the cutting up of the animal to prepare to be brought out to the Mizbeach. Natal asasakin v'hifrish esareim at a kavet. So the Kohen takes a knife and he separates the lungs from the liver. He separates them because they're going to be brought up separately to the Mizbeach. Ve'etzba ha'kavet men ha'kavet. And he separates literally the finger of the liver from the liver. The liver has four lobes. This is one of the four lobes known as the caudate lobe, and this is separated somewhat from the rest of the liver, because it's going to be brought up separately from the liver. But the Mishnah tells you, v'loya mezizim imkoma, it was not completely cut off from its place at this point. Then the chazeh is the chest, so then he would cut off a section from the meat on the front of the chest and gave it to the one who was zochet to carry that. Allah ledofen hayimanis. So then he lifts up the knife and goes to the right side, the dofen of the wall, literally the flank of the right rib cage. Hayachotech v'yored ala ad hashidra. Then he would start to cut through the front of the animal until the spine, and he was cutting there between the second and the third ribs that are closest to the tail of the animal. Remember, the animal is upside down. So this is the on top, the second and third ribs closest to the tail. V'lo yonegeh b'shedra. But he wouldn't touch the spine, meaning he didn't cut the spine. He was just cutting around that area. Achu magil l'shtei tzlos rakos. And then when he reached the spine, he begins to cut downward through the ribs. He's on the right side of the spine until he gets to two soft ribs. Those are the two ribs that are closest to the head. Remember, he's going downward. The head is down. So these are the two soft ribs that are closest to the head. Chatacha. Then he cut off this piece of meat. This is the right side, the right flank of the animal. And he cuts that off, the right next to the section of the two soft ribs, right next to the head. He leaves those ribs attached to the neck. And then gave it to whoever had the right to carry that one is going to take this section. And the liver is attached to the right side to this flank, and it's hanging from this section of meat that he gives to this Kohen. Now he comes to remove the neck. And when he cut through this, now he's cutting through the spine to separate the neck from the rest of the body. So he leaves attached to the neck Tutzlos, two small ribs, the ones that are closest to the head, one on either side. Chatachon, son of Misha Zachabah. Then he cut off the neck and gave the neck to whoever was going to carry that. And what's attached to this as well? The one who's carrying the neck is also carrying the kaneh, which is the trachea, the lave, the heart, and the rea, and the lungs, which were all hanging from the neck, all from that section. Now, Balaladofen has smallest. Remember, he was cutting the right flank. Now he's on the left side of the animal. And what he did on the right side, he's doing now on the left side, cutting down towards the spine from the tail all the way down. And did the same thing. He's cutting between the second and the third ribs on this left side, leaving the two soft ribs that are closest to the tail. Remember, his animal's upside down. Ustetzlos rakos milamata. And then the two surfaces that are below that are closest to the head. V'kacha yamanicha maniach bechaverta. And this is what he would leave with its friend, literally the right side, meaning this is what he did on the whatever he did on the right side, he now did on the left side. So what do we end up finding is that what he would leave with the soft ribs that are on both sides of the animal, two ribs on the right side, two on the left side, that are above, that are near the tail, and two ribs on the right and two on the left below, which is at the section of the neck, because that's the neck is downward. So that's either side, so now they're parallel. And then he cut off the left side of the animal, cutting through the spine, and gave that left side to whoever was zocha in that part to carry up. And the spine went with that side. So the spine is going with the one who is the left side. He's cutting that, and the spine is part of that. The spine and the tchol. Tchol is the spleen. So that left side, the fact that the spine is attached to that, so that person is obviously getting a larger section of the to carry. Ela shel yamin korin gedola shakavit tuliyavat. Nonetheless, they would call the right side, the one who was zolche on the right side, they would call that the bigger side. Why was that the bigger side? Because the liver was hanging from the right side. So although the left side was really a larger piece, because it was the spine was there, but the right side had more weight because the liver was there. And that's why, to show you that that was the nicer side, the heavier side, they call the right side gedola. Then Bala la Oketz, then he comes to the Oketz, which is the tail, that's the back of the spine, and this is the last two ribs all the way down to the tail. Chotcho, Nusan l'misha zacha, but we cut that off, gave it to the one who was zocha in that. Va'alya ve'etzba ha'kaved v'shtei kalo yisimo. So now we see the etzba ha'kaved went along with this. The kaved went along with the right side of the animal, the right flank. The etzba ha'kaved, the caudate lobe, went along with the alya, so that was the meat of the tail. This etzba ha'kaved, this finger of the liver, the caudate lobe, v'shtei kalo yisimo, and the two kidneys went with this as well, with this section. Natal regel hasmali unusaral mishazachabo. Then he took the left back leg, which is also still hanging, and he gave that to whoever was zoch in that section. So the animal is now cut. The last part was the regel hasmali, was the left back leg. And now we're going to describe how the Kohanim were standing and preparing themselves to bring up these different parts of the animal to the Mizbeach. Nimsa kulan omdin mishuro ve'evarim yadam. All the Kohanim were standing in a line, and they had the evarim, the limbs, in their hands. Harishon barosh v'aregel. The first Kohen had the head and the right back leg in his hands. Harosh b'mino v'chatmo klapez ro'o. How was he holding it? The head was in his right hand, and the chotem, the nose, was facing klapez ro'o, his arm. That means it was pointing, the nose was pointing toward the body of the Kohen. The karnav ben etzba osavu v'eshchitaso milamalon. And he was holding the animal upside down. So the karnav, his horns, were between his fingers, and the beis shchita, which is the place of the neck, which is the place where it was slaughtered, but he's really holding the head, whatever part of the head where it was slaughtered, that is above. As we mentioned in the past, the fat was placed on the beis hashchita to cover it, to cover the blood, so it looked nice. V'haregel shel yamin bismolo, and he had the right back leg was in his left hand, and the place of the skin, which is the part of the meaty part of the outer leg, was upward. That's lachutz, because that we assume that that's a nicer way. That's a nice way to present this when it's brought up to the mizbeach. One point that Baturu makes is that what the regel shel yamin b'smalo, you have the right leg in the left hand. How could you carry anything in your left hand? Afal gav de holacha sevarim lekevish avodah. Even though the carrying of the limbs to the kevish, to the ramp, that itself is part of the avodah. V'avodah psul b'smalo, and the avodah is possible if the kohen is using his left hand. Kevin de lo ma'akevish kapara, since the using the left hand is not essential for atonement. So we permit in this case, even with the left hand, here you don't have much of a choice. So therefore, we allow that kapara is going to be achieved either way. Then the Mishnah says hasheni b'shtei yadayim. So now we have the second kohen. So he's standing. He has the two front legs, the two yadayim and the two front legs, in his hands. Shel yamin b'minovo shel small b'smalo. So the right leg is in his right hand. The left one is in the left hand. Ubeis aron lachutz, and the play. And the skin is facing outward or upward. Hashlishi, the third Kohen, ba'oketsu v'regel. He is holding the back of the animal. That's the oketz, literally the tail. The back regel is the left back leg. Oketz b'mino v'alyo b'duldelis b'netz b'osav. The back of the animal tail section is in his right hand, and the alyo, which is the meat of the tail, that's hanging between b'netzav, between his fingers. With that was the caudate lobe of the liver and the two kidneys. The left back leg in his left hand, and the base or the place of the skin is facing lachutz outward, place facing upward. The fourth going, he's the one who had the chest and the neck, and he's holding those in his hands. How is he holding it? The chest is in his right hand, the neck, which includes the trachea, the heart, and the lungs, as we mentioned. So that's in his that's all in his left hand. And the ribs are between his fingers. So once again, the chest is in his right hand. But the other part, the neck, which includes the trachea, the heart, and the lungs, were in his left hand. And the ribs of the upper ribs, the rib of the neck, were between his fingers. Hachamishi, the fifth going, he has the two sides, the two flanks. That makes sense. The right side of the animal, which includes the liver, as we mentioned, that's the gedola, that's that's a very large, heavy section. That's in his right hand. Vishel smol b'smolo, the left flank is in his left hand. Beis Aron lachutz, once again, the skin is facing outward, facing upward. Hashishi, the sixth kohen, bakravayim, anasunu b'bazach. He had the intestines that were placed in a large bowl or spoon. Uchra'ayim al gabein milamala. And the 4 feet of the animal, those are the kra'ayim, were placed on top of the intestines. Many intestines, they can't really be carried in the hand, so that's why we put them in a bazach, we put them in a kli. Hashvi, the seventh kohen, basoles. He had the mincha. Hashmini in a kli. Hashmini v'chavitin. The eighth kohen, he had the chavitin. Those were the loaves for the kohen gadol. Hatashi bayayin. The ninth kohen, he had a kli, which had the wine for the nesachim. And then the Mishnah says, holchu nesonu mechatzia kevesh ulamata. Then the kohen went from the Beis Hamit Mechayim, the tzafo in the north area, where the shechita was done and all of this was done, to place all of these where? This first half of the kevesh of the ramp, not any further up. B'maravo, on the west side. Umalachum, and they sold to them. Uviyardu var lahem lishkas hagazes lekoseshma. Then, as we'll see in the next mishnah, they went down from this kevesh and came to the lishkas hagazes once again, where they started, where the pious was done, and they're going to read Shema and other parts of davening. The Bartanu explains why are you putting these items on. They didn't burn them yet. Obviously, they're being set up on the ramp. Why on the lower half of the ramp? Not on the upper half. Why not? So that when we return from Shema, it'll be noticeable that there was holacha that was placed, that's being brought up the Mizbeach. If you put them too high on the Mizbeach, you wouldn't notice a holacha from the Kevesh all the way up to burn them on the Mizbeach. Here, if you put them on the lower half of the Mizbeach, it becomes very clear that now there's a holacha, the second half of the Kevesh of the ramp, they're going to weigh holacha up to the top of the Mizbeach. Then he makes another point where he says, V'davka b'imos ha'chola yunostim e'vori tam b'barav l'tzad shechina. The fact that it mentions in the Mishnah B'ma'arovo on the western side of the Kevesh. So it happens to be that's only true on weekdays where they placed these Evarim of the Tamid towards the west, which is, of course, the Shechina. But on Shabbos, where we had the Korban Musaf, which were part of the obligation of the day, the Musaf animal was in the west, and Hayu Tamid Shel Tamid B'Mizrach, and the Tamid Shel Shachar, that was in the east. So now we begin Perek Chamishi Mishnah Aleph. Amar lehem ha-mamuna. So now the mamuna, the one in charge, is once again, now they're back in the lishkas hagazus, where the Sanhedrin sits, where they're going to do the davening. And the Mishnah says, Baruch Hu Bracha Achas. The Mamuna said to them, I want you to make a bracha. What bracha is that? So these are the brachos kriyashma. But the Gemara in bracha says, there's Bartanura, Mifurashi Ava Rabba. This is the bracha of Ava Rabba. Interestingly, Ava Rabba is not the first of the two brachos kriyashma. Nonetheless, they're going to make this bracha first. Why are they making this bracha not Yotzram or Rosh Yotzram v'Rechoshech? So he says, V'achas Shehir Hayom V'Zorcha Hacham V'Varchem Yotzor. It's too early to say Yotzor. It's still too dark outside to say Yotzram v'Rechoshech. So Ava Rabba, which is a type of Brichos HaTorah, that can be said now. But I can't say Yotzram v'Rechoshech. So that you're going to say a little bit later. You'll say they're out of order. Don't we say Yotzram Aros first? If you say there are brachos, Eino Ma'akev, says the Bartunur. The bracha, the order of the brachos Kriyashma are not Ma'akev. And therefore, you can do them out of order. And here we did them out of order because it was too early to say Yotzer of Rechoshech. Vehein Berchu, so they made that bracha. Karu Aseres HaDevarim. Then they said the Aseres HaDevarim, which Aseres HaDibros. So why are they saying that? Says the Bar Tanura, Shelefi Shehein Ikara Torah. That's the primary part of Torah. Ubedinu Shayu Korin Osan B'chol Yom Af Megulun. And the truth is, they should have said this Aseres HaDibros. The Gemara describes every day should have been part of davening, even outside the Beis HaMikdash. So why did they not? Or maybe they started and they stopped. They abolished this practice. They tarumas haminim. Because of the concern of the heretics. Why? Because what are they going to say? The heretics are going to claim, you see, every day you say Aseret HaDibros. Look at the Chumash. It's very clear. That's all that was given to Har Sinai, not the whole Torah. We have, of course, our Masorah, and based on Psukim, the entire Torah was given to Har Sinai. Not so that the heretics don't make such a claim. They abolish this practice of having this done outside the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, yes, but no Aseret HaDibros outside the Beis HaMikdash. This is the practice of the Tshuvas HaRambam, which many follow, that we should not stand up for the Aseret HaDibros, not to give it any greater importance, significance than any other part of the Torah, because people shouldn't think that that's the only Torah that really was given in Har Sinai. Therefore, many people, if the practice is in the shul to stand up, so we stand at the beginning of the Aliyah and not at the beginning of the Aseret HaDibros. So they read the Aseret HaDibros and Shema, they read Shema, V'haya im Shamoa and Vayomer. Then the Mishnah says, Berchu Shalosh Brachos. They, the Kohanim, recited three brachos. Some have the nusach of Es Berchu Es Ha'am. It's not clear whether it's referring to the fact that it made a bracha to the it sounds like from here that it wasn't to the because the brachos we speak of are Emes V'yatziv, which is the bracha, of course, after Kriya Shema, Va'avoda, which is what we call Ritzeh. We'll see what that is. Uberchos Kohanim and Berchos Kohanim. So the Baal Tanur is quick to point out that he says, no, when he says these are only when it says Birkas Kohanim, Kriyas HaPsukim Milvad, this just means they read the Psukim, Yirach Hashem Yishmarecha. Vonisiyas Kapayim, not to give the bracha by lifting up the hands as the Kohanim typically do. Shaloya Kohanim Nosim Es Kapayim, Belalachar Krovas HaTamiduk Torahs. Because the Nisiyas Kapayim that the Kohanim did was not at this point, was really done after the HaKrovas HaKrovas HaTamid and the Torahs. So what were they doing now? So these brachos were only for the purposes of Kadesh Yiyah Tamid Mikubal Baratzon. We want the Krovas HaTamid to be accepted Baratzon. And so therefore, we recite these psukim of Berkos Kohanim, but this is not the real Nesiyas Kapayim just yet. V'lo yinuftarim b'kach mitfilah Shmona Esrei. Nor do we say that they're Yotzei l'Shmona Esrei. Well, what exactly did they say? So it sounds like the Ratzon of the Karbanos is from the Avoda section, not the Birkas Kohanim. That's maybe one reason why they said those Psukim. But the Avoda, what part of Avoda did they say? Didn't say the whole Shmona Esrei. So they did say Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu. They didn't say the words though V'hasheves Avoda Lidvir Beisecha, and they didn't end as the bracha we do V'sechezena Hamachazir Shchinaso L'Tzion. What did they say? So they said some words of asking Hashem for Ratzon, Ratzei Hashem Elokeinu, but they would end with, according to some, She'oscha Levadcha B'Yiran Na'avod, with maybe familiar with that when it comes to Birkas Kohanim on Sholosh Regalim in Chutz Laretz, and they would conclude the bracha with Baruch Ata Hashem Shochein B'Tzion. Rashi claims the full nusach went like this: Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu, Avudas Amcha Yisrael, V'Yishei Yisrael Usfilosam Tkabel Beratzon, Baruch Ata Hashem, Hamkabel Avudas Amo Yisrael Beratzon. There are Rishonim that claim that when it says Birkas Kohanim here, this does refer to the Nisiyas Kapayim. The Baal Tanura learns, and others learn differently. Uvishabbos Mosifin Bracha Achas L'Mishmar HaYotzei. And on Shabbos, they would add another bracha. The Kohanim, as we know, were divided into 24 different Mishmaros, and each day was a different, what we call a base Av. So at the end of the week, they would add a bracha l'mishmar hayotzei. The mishmar hayotzei, the Baal Tanur tells you what they said. Mishmar hayotzei omer l'mishmar hanichnas. The mishmar that was leaving on Shabbos would tell the mishmar hanichnas, Misha shichin, this is the bracha they gave. Misha shikain es shemo b'bayis hazeh. The one who has the divine presence rest in this home, in this house, who yashkin beneichem ava v'yachva v'shalom v'reyus. He, Hashem, should allow to rest between you. Ava v'yachva v'shalom v'reyus. Shebechol yom Shabbos v'yenichnas mishmar l'avoda v'yotzei mishmar y'oshu'ava. As we know, it was on Shabbos that the new mishmar came in for the avoda, and the other one would leave.